timer starts and we have not, alright, which time anyway?
Oh, there he is.
There you are, okay.
Little problem with the computer.
About to start, so, let's see. Welcome again today at Functional Design Affairs. I took you over the minutes of last meeting, okay, that was just to get to know each other, have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project, so. Put the minutes on the, I made on the project chair, so if you wanna review them, they're there. I'll do so after every meeting. There's some information I wanna take back, find it there. Anyways, today three presentations for every one of you. I thought I got some new project requirements from project board, so I'm gonna go over those later. But I wanna start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with. After that, we can have the new requirements and share some thoughts. So, who would like to go first?
Sure. No
problem. Go ahead.
Take it.
There was a little problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, see what you have.
Yeah. To open the mics.
You should close them in your own notebook, I guess. Is it there? Okay.
Yes. The functional requirements is very important for the user who wants to. The method we use, it's not a slide because it went wrong, but the method we use. We tested it with 100 men, and we asked them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
Is it people or men?
People, sorry.
People, okay.
Both women.
There was only men. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Findings. 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly.
That's pretty shocking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, most of they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control. So we can do a little nice things with it. And the use set a lot. So that's the most important thing. Not all is it online. My PowerPoint presentation. The relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use. And less important is teletext. They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5. But not important is the channel selection.
That's a little weird.
Which channel selection?
That's very important. But not important is the audio settings, display settings, and new preferences. B to find your control. That was also in the test. The most people find it irritating when they cannot find their remote control. So I think it's a beep to sound it and you can find it. And another thing they want was speech recognition. So they can say what they want, or let's go to channel one, and that's kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen to look at what's on every channel.
A preview on the remote control.
Yeah,
preview what's on the channel.
Is that manageable? Because it sounds pretty expensive too.
It's possible, but I think it's best to continue.
Okay.
My personal preference is a button for my favorite channel, so I can. I can set to my
favorite channel.
Quick to my favorite channel, what I So the remote must see or must see what my preferences are for which channel, so I can set.
Remembers the channel that you're on most, for example.
What?
You want it to be programmed, for example.
Yeah.
Or you want it to recognize your favorite channel.
See,
you spend 20 minutes each day on that channel.
Yeah.
So it recognizes it's your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference.
Okay, so it recognizes itself. You don't have to set it. Okay,
so maybe it's easier to set it, but
okay.
I don't know. It's manageable.
We
will see. Yeah, it's a little bit. It's the end of it.
Okay.
It's a little bit. I lost it. The computer crashed. So
no problem. It's okay.
Should I go?
Yeah.
Okay. So, some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier. Let's just start with the method. It sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So, the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspect, because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong? But the user gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want to watch some television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas, which you posted in the network folder. Really good idea. These are just the issues. I come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not clear. So either we lose those or we try to make it a little bit more clear. Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could find something for that. Yes. Covered that. Oh yes, user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons, buttons are small. So you press more at once. Remote control goes kablooey or something like that. So we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on the remote control.
Yeah.
And possibly also the size. So more important buttons, bigger size. So this is basically what I had in mind in that. Fade-proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols, but maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols need to be replaced by others. This I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one, but more, less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically what I had in mind. This is not the final design. This is just a general idea of how I'd like to see basically the general idea. So that was it.
So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the remote to find it somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea.
Other aspects will just see what you came up with and what's possible for that budget.
Yeah.
Questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it, because then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in the remote control. So that's why I also like to say, go a little bit easy on the designs. I heard you talking about beeps and about video screens. but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already. So keep in mind that everything that you keep think of, it has to be built. So it's that's not as easy as it
okay.
Material study, I'm working on that for the costs. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally, a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it is done, and all remote controls work that way. I think we can just go on with that. Then I've read more integration of materials means less cost for production. The more we can make at once in one piece, that is cheaper.
Integrate them all to the circuit board.
Exactly. Okay. So if we make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper. So we have to make something that's not too difficult in design. This is what it looks like if you press one button. So this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, and you have like a switch. If you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor that thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see it. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two outbuds. You have infrared and an a light, an indication light that you know that it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If you want to make the mode universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to have a look who we want that for that. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for the materials to be used, light.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
I'll get back to the thing. Okay, I finish up the screen. So I got some new information on the project specifications that are changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore. The internet today, people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly. So we can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button because there are always people who are using it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere or under second option or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because our this is a new product, and with this new product, we want to appeal to younger people, which are younger people defined under 40. So I think it's also good with the fashion and everything. So
yeah, and they want to pay for it.
They want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like.
With
they like
more
the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
With more technical specifications.
Yeah, of course. We'll see how far we can go with that anyway. So.
Yeah.
And one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow, but I'm not sure if we, I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors, you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept, I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea and just make changeable covers for your, I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think. People could even spend extra money on buying a cover, so they have an entire new remote control that they like to see. Or we could, for example, we can make a different a basic design and sell the cover separately, for example. It's just a little marketing idea that could be applied, so we can, it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to, I think you don't have to make entire remote controls, to make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. So. Not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making the presentation that you would like to share.
Oh, I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
But
is it manageable?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
With an LCD screen, you can.
Oh, yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen now.
Why?
Yeah.
Nokia.
It's huge. I think the LCD screen is huge. It consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes up a lot of power.
And it costs too much to fabricate. So
okay,
we're on a tight budget here.
Could be possible is maybe on an LCD screen with a preview. I'm not sure if it's even possible. For example, a little TV guide. Like you have a just a text only, not color. Just a little text thing so you can use a remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure if it's even possible. But
I have to check that out.
Maybe
a bit.
Yeah.
a little compromise in that. But
yeah.
Yeah, right down. I think the beep is a very simple thing to implement. Just mm-hmm. make a button on your TV and just hit the button and beep somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to implement. It should go
yeah.
well.
And
which
it's
which
you want a button on television.
I think. Yeah. I mean, where else should you put it?
Okay, but that rules out a universal remote control.
Yeah, but how are you going to use that if you're, I mean, if your remote control is lost? How are you going to press, where are you going to press the button?
Basically just a slap-on sticker with a button, which sends out a small signal.
Sticker. Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can
yeah.
attach to your TV?
Yeah,
that could
exactly.
be little box. Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want a universal or not, because then
I think it's universal.
I
think we should go for universal because apparently we're a separate company making separate remote controls to sell to a lot of diverse people. I think universal remote controls should be possible.
Okay.
Everyone wants to buy it, so.
Yeah, I think we're targeting everyone.
Yeah.
So
that's what I mean, but I know.
Okay, universal is good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries. So I think
yeah.
implementing speech recognition is such a small.
One
apparatus is very hard to do.
And
so
it's
when you say one, two, it
yeah, I don't see Iranian people speaking two, whatever.
Besides that, the technology isn't really super yet, so that
yeah.
is a problem in implementing this.
Technology,
okay.
I think it takes a lot of memory and everything.
It's a good idea, but it's just not. I don't think the market's ripe for that yet.
I don't think it should be implemented in the remote control yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Look into the materials that are a little durable, so the symbols won't fade. Maybe a little harder plastic, or especially maybe you don't have to do all the buttons, especially the ones that are the popular buttons. So those always fade first. I think that's the most important thing that we have now. Let's see.
If we make a remote control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area. Then
for example,
especially for older people, that they can read it.
Well, we're not targeting older people. Remember that. Everything we target is under 40. So
okay.
you assume that they read correctly, and I think the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to trends that are passing through the world. So.
But should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or just
no,
the?
No, I think it's just something you put over them because we can, yeah, you.
That's a problem with the text then.
It's not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into a durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded after, I mean, if you make a durable remote, they are faded, you can just buy a new cover.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's hard to make. So that's
not
a bad idea.
The buttons are in my notepad phone on one sleeve. So you don't have to change your full cover. We can make something that you can only remove the sleeve. No,
oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know. It's just one piece of rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I have to look into. Either change both the buttons and the cover, or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easier. Anyway, yeah. Is this what we're gonna do after just lunch break and more individual work after that? So we'll see where we can. We have to come up with the components concept. Yeah, you should do some trend watching because even if we're going to do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to know in this phase because it's going to be the essential final design we're going to come up with.
Okay.
I think user interface is pretty obvious.
Pretty straightforward.
Very intuitive. Yeah, just speak for yourself. For example, I bought a remote control last week with NTV. It was like all buttons and I have no idea what it does at first. I'm not a total TV noob anyway. So I think it should be kind of less or very little buttons and maybe a second level menu for the advanced things. Or maybe just stick them under a menu. Like you said, the sound options and the surround or whatever. The more complicated, just stick them under one menu and then give it that. Just put it in a software piece, like a menu and select everything you want to. On your TV.
Is it technically possible to send a signal to a television and then pops up a menu because we're working with different types of television? So we're going to work with that?
Because the television needs to respond to
the
It's an inbuilt menu, isn't it? Yes.
Sure.
So basically we...
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not, so...
Or we could use a double-sided for less used functions, you...
A double-sided remote control?
Yeah.
I don't think that's useful.
For the cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues, because...
Yeah, but then you're gonna have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV that has a bunch of one function if you have a...
No, but basic functions, but functions which are not frequently used. Because if we use a universal remote control, we're going to have most buttons on it, so...
You have to make a little decision between the part if you want a universal remote control that should do what people usually do with their TVs. Not the very complicated settings that you can usually do that with either the old remote control if they really hate that thing, but... You cannot take into consideration all the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between because usually the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big ones, the big brands. So I have a universal remote control and I can use the menu button. So I think I'm sure you can put some research into that if it's possible. The navigation is very basic.
Mm. I think there must be a way to invoke the more complicated functions of the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then you should be able to get everything out of the television that's in it.
Yeah. I think so. We need to put some research into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible.
Okay.
Just a way how to. Yeah, then you can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside their little piece of software, so it's okay.
And I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all their remote controls exactly the same for all the devices, and you always grab the wrong one, because the format of the buttons is exactly the same, only the labels are different.
I think it should be a little distinct from everything else,
exactly.
Because it's either... It's
yeah, I have some ideas.
The shape can be a little different.
I have
it's
some ideas.
Curves or whatever.
Yeah. And with different colors.
I'll put some on paper and present them next time, the ideas that I have.
We have 40 minutes, I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting anyway. So
I heard a beep go.
Yeah, it was him playing something. So, anyway, yeah, we do some work now on the design, for example. I mean, what do I want?
Yeah, but we'd like some curves, or?
Yeah, maybe something like this, with a little smooth inside.
So you have the transmitter here, for example.
Yeah.
Let's see that you. What would be handy? I think that the button should be the channel button should
be
on their own. Let's see one. Okay. Damn
it. Oh, we get the general ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Another one here. Let's see what. I think these are always on top of the control, so this should be here.
Yeah, and since you're holding it like this, I suggest you put the channel up, channel down, and the volume.
Yeah, just take it.
So you have the up channel, the down channel. The volume, do we want that horizontal or vertical?
Take triangles or?
This is basically what people are accustomed to, so.
Maybe we should make them bigger or whatever.
Yeah, but this is just a. General idea. Maybe the menu button can go
in the middle.
In the middle.
Usually there.
Whoa.
And you should also make something like a flexion if it's lost for people that are deaf. They won't be able
to. Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair,
you won't be able to find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
True, but it's only going to do so when you press the button that it's lost.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that some lights up.
Yeah, I feel like for deaf people, for example. So we could do that. Let's see.
So we have the basic channels we've got here. The power button.
Oh yeah,
somewhere over here.
I think it should be central. You shouldn't press it by accident, but it shouldn't be stacked away.
I usually press it on top. At least that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah, I think that's going to work.
What would you like to raise?
Yeah, I thought maybe we should move the buttons down and put it here, for example.
You always read from the top to the bottom.
From top to bottom, yeah, that's true. You should. I think the power button should be on top.
Yeah.
It's the first thing you do. Turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button. Is that somewhere here? Is that used often?
Sorry?
The mute button?
Mute.
Do people use that often? Because I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here, at least in general. But
I don't think it's important.
It's not that important, no.
I think it should be. It could put it somewhere here.
Or with the volume selection.
No, yeah, people are accustomed
around
to
it. Not at top, but around the volume selection.
Sure.
Check this out. Are we gonna take triangles anyway? I'm drawing triangles, but
that's pretty much what people are accustomed to, aren't they?
Yeah, it's maybe a bigger, lesser than thing. So anyway, I think this should be the channels. And
well, I'm accustomed to the channels being on top.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. Should we channel? Okay. Go this to channel. And
should we also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable or not? That you don't have to buy new batteries.
That is, it's on one part, it's a good thing to recharge it. Maybe should, what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. You have to just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable.
Isn't that expensive in the entire package?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it, because it might be a very good idea, because it's useful to have it rechargeable, but at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it, and you want to watch TV now, you want to be able to put different batteries in to use it now and not in half an hour.
Okay, now you could make a device, but I'm not sure how that is possible with the cost that you can put in
how
more batteries rechargeable.
I think I have a nice idea.
The remote also can act as rechargeable, so then you can choose and make a decision. Know what I mean?
Not a
you can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights, but they can also be recharged with the remote.
I think it's a pretty good idea to have like sort of maybe a base station that you put on the TV. It could be flat. Insert your remote into it.
I think that will cost a lot. A normal
sure.
wire would be better, like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself. You
well,
don't need a base
we
station.
Were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash. Into the thing with a little separate signaler, so you could put that on the TV, for example. It could be very flat. It could be very small. It's a very small. Yeah, I'm drawing big now, but so you can put your remote on flat, for example.
Yeah.
At the back side of your remote, just a little hole. For example, if you just put it on and it recharges, for example. I don't think it's
but again, isn't that too expensive? Because that means that we have to implement rechargeable batteries, a docking station.
That's what you buy yourself.
I want to try to find that out. I'm not sure if there's information.
It's just an idea. If
to
find out if
and do people actually want that?
Yeah.
To pay extra.
They
want to pay for rechargeable?
I'm not sure. You should find out if rechargeable is important.
That was not asked. Yes.
Yeah.
These are comfort issues. So I think people will pay. They wanted to pay for comfort. Well, this
they want to pay for comfort, which is we could either make a separate station which just sends a signal to the remote control to either beep or flash to find it. And yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with the docking station.
I think this is a very good product. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good, actually. I like the beep part. So,
can we save this or?
Yes, we can save this. I can save. We even save the end. I think so. Okay. So what we have here is I think you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about
maybe
that.
Maybe you could find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for €25 sales price, but just try to find out what they're willing to pay for. Because if they're willing to pay more, we could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers, or just have to see what that looks like.
I would like to make a decision model, what it costs and what kind of materials, that we can choose what we want.
Yeah, if you have some financial information,
that'd be nice.
So,
could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons, where to put it? you seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it wasn't.
No, it's not.
That was possible, not allowed. So that's on the, I'm not sure that you're allowed to share documents on the drive.
So
I
oh, your computer. Okay.
Yet, so.
I have the,
well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some information out of that.
Yeah,
let's see.
The whole page of our internet. Here's my, I include the new one.
Oh, where would we?
Here's my marketing report. Maybe you can use that.
Where would we want the teletext button? Because we decided that it's not that important. Do we put it somewhere over here?
I'm sorry. Yeah, just increase it a little because.
And,
well, maybe this is something for the next meeting. I can draw out some ideas.
Draw up some designs.
I have one other thing.
Just keep in mind that the important button should be on top.
Yeah.
And
well, we have decided more or less the basic structure. I can put the other buttons in.
Play a little with this. Put shift a little up and down, and we'll see what looks best. Or just post your designs from time to time on the
Maybe another idea.
The remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people, they want to learn it fast, not they want to...
Yeah, so we don't want to, we want very little buttons, just the buttons you use a lot.
It's
Yes, but it should cover all the functions, so possibly, but just an idea that popped in. Yeah, but we could go a step further because some TVs have the possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's what we stick under the menu button.
Yes, but it... Because we're making...
It needs to be configured in a television.
Yeah, but
if it isn't, then we cannot reach it.
We need to adjust to the technology.
In their menu.
True. No.
Another thing I want to say is that we are looking at the market for age younger than 40.
Yes, true.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation because my computer was. They want to pay for an LCD screen and speech recognition. So, did I really say it like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah.
Did I realize how much that costs? That's
yeah.
Well, we're not going to be able to sell it for 25 then, with an LCD screen.
That's even if we have this lost unit, then we cannot do it for that price.
Okay, we're not focusing on this. Well, the interesting feature, not really the extra money. Would you pay for a feature which you will control?
Well, I doubt it, but...
I really need finance information.
Me too. We all do.
We all do.
I think it's something we should put into consideration. Apparently, it's what people want, so we should see what it costs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring. Even if you put even if you put a different cover on it, it looks taller.
And the design is too different. This is like Philips, huh?
Well, I had basically something like this to make it kind of futuristic.
Oh, I realized if we make it small, then it needs to be a little thicker.
I
need to put all the electronic
out
there. If we make it smaller, less wide, then we need to make it a little thicker because I have to put all the electronics in there.
Yeah, we have to keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. Maybe we can stick it in there.
So what kind of...
In the worst case, and even, give me the pen back?
Yeah, sure.
So, let's say people would want an LCD thing. Let's take the basic design again, which we came up with. Let's make it a little bigger now. So, transmitter here. We could, let's say we have an LCD screen. People want an LCD screen. And then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but just has to be there. I think it's a good place. People do.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it at the top.
It's not the most important function. It's just an extra thing. And just you press the buttons on top because
but
your finger is on top.
If you are going to put an LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it because use it.
How can you use an LCD screen?
But, nay, the function of it. So you can use it maximum because it's a lot. It costs a lot.
Yeah,
so
but why?
Now it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
If you you press a button, you can see it, right? I'm not sure. I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on the top.
You would prefer
it?
Okay. So we have three people saying it should be on top. Okay, but then you would have to stack away your buttons somewhere else. Anyways.
It's expensive to build it, so...
Oh,
I'm still not convinced of the...
About the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible, if it's not too expensive, we should include it, because it's cool.
If you just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it. But we need that information. Also, keep in mind, again, the LCD screen is very flat. But it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I have to look at that.
So basically, what we have to decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control and the channel control here, or do we put it on here? Would we like to press it in the middle?
Press something that has it on the bottom, maybe in a circle, for example, like in this example. I think this is not good, but we could make circular buttons, for example.
Yes, but we do agree that we keep this at the center, because it's basically the most important.
I think the channel button should be in the center.
Yeah, channel button should be stick together, for example, here, in this section.
Well, that would make them quite small. So maybe you'd put them here.
General design, to make it as big as you want.
Yes, but a big remote control is probably not something which people would like.
If you have a space issue, you can also lose one battery. It is rechargeable, so we can stick with one.
Yeah.
Two.
I don't think if we even use an LCD screen, we need two, definitely.
Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means space.
Yeah, we'll have to see what the size is. The LCD doesn't need to be very big.
No, but the things behind it, they need space.
Let's see.
Like a post. Meeting now.
Finish meeting now. Okay, well.
So would we like this or would we like the...
We have to decide what
people want.
Either this one, this could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something here. I think this would look cool. You could have, for example, small buttons here for some extra functions. So if your basic functions here, which you, like we decided before, programs up and down.
Let's see what they have here.
I'm not sure if we can do that, but we can put a microphone in here, for example.
LCD or speech. I think LCD is better.
Just to do research into both, what it costs and what it takes for space.
Yeah.
But let's cut the menu for now.
One more thing. Say, let's give this a name, not like some vague serial number that no one understands. Like
okay.
Yeah, okay. Shall we all try to think about a name?
I think of a name. So.
The minutes will be on there.
Just go ahead and finish up, and I'll see you at lunch. Yeah.